Okay, and yes, somehow we always return after the breaks. It's amazing. We're always back, and we're here for another week on the Investigative Journal. And I love doing this every day. It's a different, you know, it's a way to communicate with people from all over the world. And thank God that we can still do that. I mean that. So this is a good way to get out ideas that are never brought up in the mainstream media, ideas that need to be discussed if we're going to ever solve the problems facing our country. Let me just mention this before I get back to Eric. I will take calls. Logan in Tennessee, we will get to you, so hold on. I do want to refresh people's memory on my on how I take calls. Of course, we do not screen calls on the Investigative Journal. You can call whether you agree or disagree with my guest, Eric Phelps. And the only thing I ask is that you refrain from any kind of name-calling. If that occurs, you will be cut off, and I'll get on to someone who wants to discuss things in an intelligent manner. So that's my rules on taking calls, and they're very flexible, but I think fair. So anyway, Eric, you were saying, if you wanted to expel the Jesuits in this country, which makes a lot of people just roll their eyes, you would do what the King of Spain did, right?
That's right. Remember, I'm expelling the Jesuits not because of their religion. I'm expelling them because of their political meddling and control of our government. That is tantamount to a foreign army coming into your country and conquering your government. That's exactly what they've done under these black robes that they wear. So here's what I would do. If I was the King of America, or as the King of Spain did, I would send sealed letters to every one of my viceroys. When the viceroy opened up this sealed packet, on the inside of the sealed packet was another sealed letter. And over the letter, it was sealed with a waxen seal from the king's ring itself. And it said, this will be opened on such and such a day, at such and such a time. And if you open it before this time, you will be executed. And so all these viceroys in South America were just chomping at the bit to know what was in this, but they knew they had better not open it. So at this particular evening that arose in 1767, all the viceroys opened their letters at 8 o'clock in the night, some about that time, and there they found written from the king, and I have it quoted, the entire letter in my book, saying that I, the king, Yo Del Rey, demand that you take every Jesuit within your dominions, that you take them out of their houses, out of their communities, that you take them to the ships in Buenos Aires and these other ports, and you confine them all to these ships until they set sail for Civitavecchia, back to Italy. What they did, what the king did, was he successfully expelled some 2,000 Jesuits out of South America that had completely taken over the governments there and all the commerce and sent them back to the Vatican. And that broke their power in South America. And that is exactly what needs to be done here. They all need to be rounded up. All their universities need to be confiscated by a real Justice Department. And they need to be sent all back to the Vatican with a capital crime that if you come into this United States as a Jesuit, you will be executed, just as a Soviet soldier would be executed coming here, just as a Chinese soldier attacking us would be executed here, so will you. And remember, this has only been done against the Jesuit order. It's never been done to the Benedictines, the Franciscans, the Augustinians, only the Jesuits. And that is how the King of Spain successfully expelled them from his empire. What he did was he went on to finance our wonderful Protestant Revolution, 1775, and later the Jesuits so hated the Spanish Empire that they broke it up, and that was the end of it.
Amazing, and they've been expelled in over 80 countries by some researchers' statistics. Amazing, even Iraq.
Iraq in 1969.
So we're going to get back. Listen. Yeah, it's 1969, I believe, or in the late 60s. Well, anyway, Eric, I need to take a break. We're going to come back, take a couple calls, and then get on with this stimulating discussion with Eric Phelps back after this short message.
Fire, Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and we're going to get to World War II in this hour, you bet we will. And I want to talk to Eric Phelps about how the Jesuits and the Vatican have orchestrated wars. We left off our last interview at the end of World War II. We're going to get into that and the Cold War and what's going on now in the war on terror. That is another orchestration. But first, let's get to the phones. Logan's patiently waiting in Tennessee. How are you, Logan? You have a question or comment for my guest? Logan, are you there? Logan? Logan's not talking. He's up on the board, but he's not talking. Let's go to Byron in Canada, and we'll see if we'll get Logan then. Byron?
Yeah. Are you... Hey, I'm kind of a newcomer to you guys.
Okay.
I can't put things together in history like your guest does. But, he's made some statements that are, I don't even think are even close to being right. In the first one, he goes, when he's talking
please tell
about,
me.
You can, he's with me, so you can
I'm
talk to him, Byron.
Yeah, okay. Well, the first thing, he talked about Allah. Now, in Germany, when they refer to God, what word did they use? How did they say God in Germany?
I know they say God, G-O-T-T.
They say Gott, Gut, right?
Yes.
In Arabic, it's Allah. Allah and God is the same. And for you people to go and try to make it out to be, oh, that's something else, it's whatever, it's not, you're lying.
Okay, okay, do you have a statement that I can respond to?
Well, that's one statement, like you're another thing
okay,
is...
May I respond
that,
to
okay,
that?
Just wait,
let Eric respond.
Sure.
And then you just say that, you just said that you don't agree with this statement about Allah. Go ahead. Eric?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What defines Allah? What do I know about this Allah? I can
Allah.
Only go. Let me finish. I can only go to the Quran and know about this Allah. That's how I know these specifics about him. This God in general will not do. The God of the Bible is not the same God of Allah, evidenced by what the Bible says versus what the Quran says. They're two different gods.
Okay, that's a clear statement, and we don't have time to get into the particulars, so let's, Byron and Eric, you disagree. Byron, you look in the Quran, you look in the Bible, and see what you come up with for a later show. Okay?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
There was another statement he made. He
okay,
said that Arabs and Muslims persecuted Jews. When did this take place? In fact, Jews probably did better in Arab and Muslim countries than any place else in the world before they came to America.
You have a point. For some 200 years, the Jews were allowed to live in Moorish Spain and also in Turkey. When Ferdinand and Isabella expelled the Jews in 1492, the caliph, the head of the Ottoman Empire, said, "My God, the king of Spain must have lost his mind. He's expelled the most industrious part of his population." So and when they lived in the Ottoman Empire, that's true, they were not persecuted, but they were not equal with the Muslims. They were second-class citizens.
The other thing is, you were talking about Christians. Where are all the Christians from Iraq heading to? They're not coming to America. You know, if they're so persecuted in the Muslim world, why are they going to Syria, Jordan, if they're persecuted in Muslim countries? Why are they heading there?
Because that's the only place they can go to. They're not being allowed in here.
Well, if you also listen to what they said, that they're probably being protected. And I'll give you another example. Probably the Christians in Jordan, Syria, Lebanon probably do better than even the Muslims do financially.
No. Yes, they do well financially, but I can give you a particular lady who talked to who was a Christian in Lebanon, and she tells how the Muslims there cut the throat of her children.
Well, now, is that any different than the Americans or the Christians? And I was raised in Nazarene.
Okay.
Is that any different when we go and drop 2,000-pound bombs on innocent people and blow them all to heck and their heads come flying off? Is that any different than getting your throats cut?
Okay. I want to make a dichotomy here. This is what the Jesuits are using the military of America for. And I'm advocating that every true Bible-believing Baptist Christian leave the military, not go along with this, because it's unbiblical. This is a Roman crusade foisted against the Muslims by the bogus 9/11 fiasco that was done by our intelligence community, controlled by George J. Tenet, who's a Knight of Malta, working for the Vatican.
Well,
this is a Catholic crusade, not a Christian crusade.
Like I said, I don't know history like you do, and I'm not even going to try to attempt it.
Well, Byron, I think you got to think about it from that point of view looking at the infiltration area. I got to move on. Byron, anytime you want to call, please do. Go ahead.
Please. Just one more thing.
Okay.
I look at how I look at history is what has happened during my lifetime. And I look at whenever, especially in this last thing, or it's been going on forever, these candidates, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. You talk about the Jesuits, and I don't know anything about them, to be honest with you. But you know,
I would suggest you learn, Byron, because it's important.
Just let me finish. If I know there's other callers, I didn't see them running off to Rome or to the Vatican to get their their okay to run for the Republicans or Democrats. They either went to AIPAC or they went to Israel to get the okay so they could be blessed by them to run. I didn't see them going to the Vatican. And maybe you're right. Maybe the Vatican is bad as whatever. I look at here we had a Hamas Fatah election. They said it was probably the fairest election, probably more fair than what was in the United States. Democratic elected. What happened? Israel told the United States, you will not recognize the Hamas. They cut off all the funds, and now there's starvation. They said 60% of the kids over there are suffering from malnutrition.
All right, Byron, I'm going to let Eric answer the question, sure. And then you call us back. You can listen off the air. Go ahead.
Well, I would respond to that by saying that the candidates in this country have to be approved by the Archbishop of New York through his Council on Foreign Relations, where all the Masonic Jewish labor Zionists reside. Israel is the kingdom of Jerusalem for the Pope. The papacy runs it through his Masonic Jewish labor Zionists. Any Jews who want to resist those labor Zionists are history, like Barry Chamish, like Yitzhak Rabin, like Vladimir Jabotinsky, and the leaders of Hamas and the other militant Arab leaders are all too controlled by the Vatican, like Yasser Arafat, who had 9 audiences with the Pope. All the leaders of all the peoples are all working for the papacy to continue these agitations between the peoples.
And I might add, Byron's a good example of an American who has been propagandized. Here's an example. What do you think, people out there? You think they're going to let you know who they are? I mean, the greatest deceit has always been where the New World Order lies. Satan is a very big deceiver. And you think he's going to tell you? So they put up people as fronts to take the heat off of them so they can continue. Because if they are ever outed and exposed, it could end. And
that's right.
They know that. And so,
right.
Byron, you need to read a little bit, but you're on the right track. Let me go to Logan in Tennessee. Logan's back. Are you there? Logan.
I think the New World Order, the Illuminati, and all these Jesuit priests, and all these Freemasons and secret societies, they must have cut my phone lines because they fried it. I also do talk radio also, and I agree, not 100%, but I agree a lot with what your guest is saying, that the secret societies, mainly the Illuminati, running all the other secret societies together, because the head of the Illuminati, according to David Icke and some of the people he's interviewed, is Guy de Rothschild out of France. He's the head of the Rothschild family, the head of the Illuminati. They're behind all the kidnapping of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed children where they sacrifice them and drink their blood, and they turn them into sex slaves like Kathy O'Brien and Bryce Taylor. They're behind all the illegal drugs with George Bush and Bill Clinton bringing it in through MENA, Arkansas over the years. They're behind starting all the wars. They're behind all the...
Do you have a question or a statement, sir?
Well, basically, I agree with the Catholic and the Jesuits, but...
I did not say Catholic. I said the Jesuit order. I'm attacking the popedom, but not Roman Catholic people. If I was against the Catholic people, I would have never defended John F. Kennedy and his murder by the Jesuits.
Okay. I agree he was murdered, but are you aware that John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy were members of the Church of Satan that Anton LaVey started in California? Were you aware that I believe that they were involved in secret societies? I think that they were.
Well, I know John Kennedy was a Knight of Columbus, but nonetheless, he resisted the Pope's temporal power, and I show that in my book. But with regard to the Rothschilds and the Illuminati, the Jesuits.
Let Eric comment. Go ahead.
Okay, the Jesuits started the Illuminati in 1776 because they were suppressed by the Pope in 1773, and the Rothschilds became their bankers. And Tupper Saucy rightly says in his book, The Rulers of Evil, that the Rothschilds are the keepers of the Vatican treasury. The Illuminati is nothing more than an arm of the Black Pope, Peter Hans Kolbenbach.
I agree that the Rothschilds hold the purse strings to the whole world. They hold all the international
banks. And the Vatican rules the world. That's the purpose of the Jesuit order. They aspire to universal monarchy, ruling the world from Solomon's rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, using a pope of their making. That's where all of human history is going right now.
Are you also aware that not everybody calls themselves a Jew is a genetic descendant of Abraham and the Lost Tribes? Actually, if you know British Israelism, the 10 northern tribes, the Lost Tribes of Israel, they became the white Western European countries, and those are the so-called Christian people today that you are saying are being persecuted and killed. And that's who the phony people that say they're Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan in Revelation. A lot of people that say they're Jews have swarthy skin, have hooked noses, have kinky hair, and they cannot trace their lineage back to the tribe of Judah. They're nothing but imposters, and they're out to destroy the pure racial seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay, Logan, we're going to take a break. Eric, you remember that. You can comment right after this break. Then we'll come back. Thanks, Logan. Call back again, back after this short message.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Call 800-409-5633.
Okay, let's get back right away here to the Investigative Journal. Eric, do you want to comment on what Logan said there at the end?
Sure. To begin with, the Jewish race, even though there has been some mixing in it, the Jewish race, particularly the 12 tribes descending from the 12 sons of Jacob, have to be preserved. This is one of the great mysteries and miracles of this 2,000-year period. They are racially and tribally being preserved. And the other thing, how do we know this? Because if we read here in Romans 11:25, we read for by the Apostle Paul here, "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, the nation, which is composed of the Hebrew-Jewish people, and the Hebrews and the Jews are synonymous terms in the book of Acts and other places." He says that that happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. In other words, God is busy saving Gentiles out of every race, kindred, tongue, tribe, and nation at this moment and since the ascension of Christ and the day of Pentecost. But what happens after this when this fullness has come in? He says, "And so all Israel shall be saved."
As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, or the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. Therefore, during this diaspora, during this time when God has turned primarily to the Gentiles, although there is a remnant of Jews according to the election of grace, the Jews, the racial Jews, are being preserved. And we know their identity because according to Deuteronomy 28, they must be persecuted. They are to be persecuted, pursuant to what Moses prophesied of, not that we should do that. But Deuteronomy says that they would have a continuing failing of heart, and that they would be persecuted in every nation they go to, that they would be the tail and not the head. And so the racial Hebrew Jewish people are being preserved, and I admit I believe that about 80% of them in Israel are of that. There are those who call themselves Jews who are not racially Jews, they're religious Jews, but they are not the ones to whom the Abrahamic promise was given in Genesis 12 and in Genesis 15. That is strictly a racial promise to them, and it is unconditional, and God will fulfill it for his holy name's sake. With regard to British Israel, I regard that as a Masonic doctrine, that is a replacement theology, that's saying that the Jews, the racial Jews, have been replaced by the white Japhetic peoples, and that the white Japhetic peoples are really, in fact, Jews. I regard that as Masonic theology and replacement theology that is not true.
Okay, and you know what? I got a couple questions for you, but we have a whole bunch of callers that I'm going to get to in the next half hour. And somehow we can't get past World War II, but Eric, okay. There's always another show, and I'll leave it up to you. I'm sure you'd rather listen to the callers who are interested in what you're saying. So we will get to all of those people, Don, Charles, Walt, John, all of you. Just hold on a minute. Questions I have in the final couple minutes here. Would you please explain to people, and if you can do this in a few minutes, I'd appreciate it, how the Zionist movement, the labor Zionism movement, is used. Or I always get confused because there are so many different theories going around. But tell us from your point of view, your research, how that movement is being used by the Vatican to basically let steam out of the engine of the American people so that they can feel as if there is the enemy and they're looking maybe in the wrong place, although these people may be part of what's going on. It's done so that the Vatican is overlooked. Give us your ideas behind that.
That's correct. I call the Masonic Jewish labor Zionists the Pope's court Jews. Always, always, always. Remember, they killed off the revisionist Zionists. They killed Jabotinsky. They wouldn't even let him be buried in Israel. And so these Masonic Jewish labor Zionists, they have their origin in high-level Jewish Freemasonry, as we know as B'nai B'rith. But then they've always worked for the Vatican because the Jesuits wrote all the high rites of high-level Freemasonry. And I have that proven in my book by Masonic sources. So what the Jesuits have done is they have used their Masonic Jewish labor Zionists that can be traced back to the Sabbateans and the Frankists, and they have used them to run their kingdom of Jerusalem. Because in the eyes of the Vatican, this isn't Israel. In the eyes of the Vatican, it's the kingdom of Jerusalem that existed during the Dark Ages. And I would suggest the listeners to get a copy of some medieval history and read about the kingdom of Jerusalem. In fact, there's a movie out on it. It's a two-disc set, Kingdom of Heaven, I believe. And it talks about the kingdom of Jerusalem, and you see the knights, ultimately the Knights of Malta ruling it. But the Knights of Malta run Israel, or they run the kingdom of Jerusalem, through their Sabbatean Frankists, Masonic Jewish labor Zionists, that are just as evil as the Jesuits, but they serve the Jesuits. They are subordinate to them. They are not over the Vatican. They do not rule the Jesuits. So these Masonic Jewish labor Zionists, the majority in America, are in the Council on Foreign Relations. You can read about 300 names of them, at least, if you get the annual report of the CFR. They're all busy serving the Vatican. Charles Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Henry Kissinger. The list is ad infinitum. But they are subordinate to the papacy and to administer the Pope's Kingdom of Jerusalem. The former mayor of Jerusalem was a Mason. I forget what his name was. It's on my lips here. But they run it that way. And if you resist them, what happened to Barry Chamish will happen to any other Jew in Israel. They will try to kill him with accidents or drive him out of the country.
And what happened to Rabin is another example.
And Yitzhak Rabin, that's correct. He was not going to go along with the purposes of the Vatican. Remember, Shimon Peres, according to Barry Chamish, was trained by Jesuits in Poland. And so these, and the other thing is, Jews were not allowed, formally allowed, to enter the Jesuit order until 1946, after they had proven themselves worthy murderers, murdering with the Jesuits, with the Arminian massacre, and to kill the Jews of the Pale of Settlement in Eurasia, helping the Nazis.
All right, listen, that was really a good job in 3 minutes, Eric. I really appreciate that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off.
Okay, we are back. Final half hour on the Investigative Journal. And like I promised, we will get to my callers. Let me one program note. If you want to listen to the archives, RBN is feverishly getting them back. They'll be up shortly. But you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. And if you scroll down, you'll see a box that says Important Notice and then Audio Archives here, and you can get all of them. About a couple hours after the show, you can listen to this show and all the other broadcasters in RBN. So that's really a help until RBN gets their archives back up, which is going to be in the next couple days, I'm told. Also, I'm running a pledge drive at arcticbeacon.com. You can scroll down and see that. Please help me out if you can. I'm a purely listener and reader supported. And I also want to thank all my sponsors who have come forward with banners who basically support the truth. And I want to thank all those people for keeping me going. And you can find out how you can advertise on the Arctic Beacon also. Let me get back to the phones. Don, you've been waiting patiently in Ohio. Do you have a question or comment for Eric Phelps?
Yes, I do, Greg. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Eric, how are you today?
Hi, Don. How are you, sir?
Good. Eric, you got to check your email. I've tried to email you some research, and your mailbox is always full.
I apologize. I've had to do some work here, and my computer's been down, but I'll get it up this week.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Harry E. Landsberg?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have. I came across something in some research yesterday, kind of by accident, which happens often when you're researching.
Mm-hmm.
And this individual is identified in a picture of the reenactment of the Kennedy assassination. He was mm-hmm. part of the Warren Commission, but he's not listed as mm. part of the commission. And mysteriously, he shows in two photographs dealing with the automobile in a what appears to be a warehouse or a garage. Arlen Specter is in the picture with him. And then there's a second photo, which was taken at Dealey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing exactly the same clothes. So I believe both pictures are probably from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is his daughter questioned some people about the likeness. I mean, she knows it's her father in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
The picture was originally published in U.S. News and World Reports, and she contacted the photographer who claimed that he was someone who was measuring the angle of the bullet trajectory, measuring distances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the significance of who her father was that he was a climatologist, and he had worked for the U.S. Army as a as an intelligence agent. Now, he was in the Army officially for 45 days, and he received an honorable discharge. Then he began working for the Army, actually the U.S. Army Air Corps. He was a climatologist. He worked with NASA. They were good friends of the Wackenhut family mm. in Florida. And they were also good friends with the Bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Devout Satanists. In fact, the daughter is a victim of the satanic rituals that they did. They tried to have her committed as insane throughout her life. And she's currently on the run. I spoke with her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me that she knows her father received many awards for climatology and meteorology. Now, what's interesting is Harry E. Landsberg has another name, Helmut Heinrich or Eric Landsberg from Germany.
Is he the same guy that secretly wrote the Warren Report in the Pentagon?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He's a Nazi that came out of Germany?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. So I made the connection. She seems to think that he may even be involved somehow in the murder of Dr. Sam Shepard's wife, which was a big case in Bay Village, Ohio. They lived in Bay Village, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at birth certificates of the children, every time a child was born, he had a new job, yet none of these companies, or half of the companies, didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's someone worth looking into further.
Okay. I surely will do that. I'll have a newsletter after release the book, and I'm going to deal with those kind of topics from people like you who send this to me.
Okay. I'll be sending you some pictures. You have
okay.
to see these.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Okay, Don, thanks a lot, and call back anytime. Eric, tell people, before I get to my next caller, where they can get your book right now.
They can get it from David Bay at Cutting Edge Ministries, or they can get it from Dr. Bill Deagle with his Clay and Iron, or they can get it from me. If you could just email it, sales, S-A-L-E-S, at lovehm, L-O-W-V-E-H-M, .com. And if you can't get to that, you can just call, email me at eric@vaticanassassins.org, and we'll get one to you.
You'll have that up on your website once you get
it. Yeah, I got to do that. I hope to do that this week.
All right, listen, we're going to go to Texas. Charles has been holding. Charles, do you have a question or comment for Eric Phelps?
Yeah, the first caller that was on, I think his name was Byron. He was wondering how the Jews had been persecuted by the Arabs. I think the Bible says that the Egyptians and Babylonians both took Jews into captivity. Now, on Eric, I heard you on another radio. It may have been this show on another time. You had mentioned that the Aslan movement is controlled by Masonry. And do you have any names?
Well, we know that the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, is a Mason. And we know he was very high up in Coca-Cola in Mexico, and you do not rule in Coca-Cola unless you're Masonic. So the Aslan movement can directly be traced to Masonry through Vicente Fox, but also what they were advocating. When I was on the grassy knoll with Visgoth, he played a recording, and what those people were calling for was the destruction of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, literally. So we know the Aslan movement is run by the Vatican using their high-level Freemasons and Knights of Columbus of Mexico for the purpose of furthering the Counter-Reformation. And that's why they want to come in and Catholicize our southern Latin borders from Florida to Southern California. And that's been a plan of the Vatican since 1876, and I have it quoted in the former Secretary of the Navy's work, R.W. Thompson's The Papacy and the Civil Power.
On the Nation of Islam,
yes.
Have you ever heard that the first Nation of Islam temple in Detroit is dedicated to the Virgin Mary?
No, I haven't, but I wouldn't doubt it.
I saw that on Wikipedia.
If you could get that to me, I would greatly appreciate that, because you see, the purpose of the Nation of Islam, which is not true Islam, and Farrakhan's been called a heretic by the high leaders of Islam in Europe and in the Middle East, the purpose of the Nation of Islam is to foment a race war. It's Masonic, just like the Ku Klux Klan.
Don't you think it's interesting that the Nation of Islam, you know, most Islamic houses of worship are called mosques, mm-hmm. but theirs is called a temple?
The temple,
it's
right.
It's a Masonic temple.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you,
sir. Okay, Charles, thank you so much. And Eric, that's quite interesting, the Nation of Islam here, that what you just said, basically a Masonic organization used to foment a race war.
A former Muslim told me that. He's 40, was in it 40 years. He's some 60 years of age. I quote him in my book. He told me that Warith was a Muslim, Louis Farrakhan was a Muslim, Elijah Muhammad was a Muslim. All of them were Masons, and thus they were all working for the Vatican. And he can prove it by former doctor. In fact, he says that Farrakhan and Wallace were both informants for the FBI since 1964. And that's one of the reasons why they murdered Malcolm X, because he was not going along with the program.
Okay, and I'm going to get to all my callers in order as they came in. And let me just refresh everyone's memory. I don't screen calls, and all I ask, if you agree or disagree, just be civil, no name calling. And if you do name call, we'll just throw you off the show. That's my simple rules, and I think they're fair. Walt in Michigan, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Walt.
I got some things that accumulated in my mind about the people who resisted the papacy throughout history. Oliver Cromwell, Admiral Coligny, Juarez, Mexico, William of Orange. You have a whole litany of people who have opposed Rome ever since its inception.
Right.
And the gentleman that called in, brother, I'm going to just mention a couple things and get off, and then you can comment on it if you would.
Sure, go ahead.
You also have the fact that any of these gentlemen throughout history that have opposed him never presented anything but religious freedom.
Right.
And the fact that he used, who say they are Jews and are not, the Apostle Paul defined what a Jew is. It's a spiritual person. It's a spiritual relationship with God, just like Abraham was a man of faith. And faith is a spiritual work of God inwardly in a man. Not outwardly, physically, but inwardly. And Gentiles are a form of Jew who worship God in truth and in spirit. In spirit and in truth, as the scriptures, Paul said. Okay? And what Paul, what John is saying is talking, the synagogue is a place of worship, and saying it's a place where the Jews practice religion. It's a spiritual relationship with God. And that's what they keep, these guys keep talking about, the Khazars and false Jews and all the rest of it, are doing nothing but helping to sidetrack away from Rome that created all of this, these concepts of the Khazars, the false Jews, and all the lies, sidetracking away from the true center of Satanism in this world, and that's sitting in Rome, in the Vatican.
Two things. I'll respond if you're ready for me to respond.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Okay,
thanks,
first of
Paul.
All...
Thanks, Walt. Go ahead.
First of all, with regard to the synagogue of Satan, we have to remember that every unsaved man is a servant of the devil. Christ said to the Jews in John 8, you have your father the devil, the lust of your fathers you will do. Well, he wasn't referring to them exclusively, but they weren't saved. They rejected the Son of God.
That's
and
right.
It's the same way with all these churches. All these churches, not only the Roman Catholic institution, but the vast majority of these Protestant churches, they don't preach the gospel anymore. They're all churches of Satan.
That's right.
Because the people in them are worshiping the devil. They do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ. They've not received him as their Savior. And the Bible is not the final authority of their faith and practice to the exclusion of everything else. So therefore, they are serving the devil. So that's what he meant by that. These Jews in the synagogue of Satan, because they rejected the Son of Man, because they refused to believe on the Messiah, their synagogues are the synagogues of Satan. Just like these churches who refuse to believe on the Christ of the Bible, the Reformation Bible, they're all churches of the devil. It's a spiritual issue. But in response to the Jews being only a spiritual issue, because we know in Romans 2:29, a person is a Jew who's inwardly, who has a circumcision of the heart, who's truly believed the gospel. But there are the racial Jews. And there are racial Jews who have believed the gospel, and this is the true Israel. They are racially Jews, and they are Jews of the heart, and that racial people is being preserved to this hour so that the promises of Abraham given to him can be fulfilled. If the Abrahamic promise is not to be fulfilled, then God is no God. We might as well take the Bible and throw it in the trash can and live for the lust of the flesh. The Jewish race has to be restored, even though they've been cast off for this present time. They will one day experience national salvation, according to Isaiah 66, when they repent nationally, according to Zechariah chapter 12, and then the Son of Man will sit on the throne of his father David and rule the world from Jerusalem.
Okay, good comment, Eric. I have to move on. Walt, thanks so much. Always, we'll look forward to more calls from you. John in Colorado, you've been holding. Do you have a question? Comment.
Okay. I'm glad I got on, and I've been listening to a lot of the other callers and how Eric has been responding. I agree with some of the things. I think the big picture, and I think the big point all these Christian denominations are missing, because I don't go to a church. I worship the Father Yahweh, which is the only true name, I believe, for the Creator, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. I believe I worship him by keeping his 613 laws in the Old Testament. And all these people that say the laws are done away with, they're blaspheming Yahweh. And believe it or not, the name of Jesus is a blasphemy, cannot be traced back to Yahshua, which was a title for Yahweh in a flesh body. There is only one. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are titles for the same Yahweh God. He came in a flesh body as his own Messiah, as his own Son, had the title of Yahshua, which cannot translate into Jesus. Jesus is pagan. It's the name of blasphemy that the Catholic Church uses. It's the name of blasphemy in Revelations. And everybody immersed in the name of Jesus is actually satanic. And when they say the laws are done away with, they are blaspheming Yahweh, Eric.
Okay. John, Eric, do you have a comment? Thanks, John.
Well, I've heard your
Eric comment.
I'm familiar with that position, but I have to disagree with it. In that, number one, the Mosaic Law was not given to Gentiles. It was only given to racial Jews, which includes the 639 statutes that they were to live by. But now that the Mosaic Law, the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, has been done away, The New Testament that will one day be instituted for the nation of Israel is now being applied to Jews and Gentiles. The middle wall of perdition is being broken down pursuant to Ephesians 3. That those that are in Christ, that New Testament with the blood of the Son of God being applied to us and thus giving us the forgiveness of sins. But with regard to the name of Jesus, I have a sympathy for somewhat of what you're saying, because when I talk to Jews about being saved, I don't necessarily use the name of Jesus. I use Yeshua, because if I use the name of Jesus, they're going to think Roman Catholicism. So I want to separate from that, because the Roman Catholicism, the papacy has always been their greatest persecutors. But I see it in the King James Bible, the Reformation Bible, even in the Bible prior to that, Calvin's Bible. There was still Jesus. It's an English name rendition for the Hebrew Yeshua. And I know there are people such as yourself who want all the Yahweh to be translated Yahweh or Elohim in the Old Testament and Yeshua to be Yeshua, but I tend to believe that because we speak different languages, those names have to be translated into a name that's identifiable with the language of the people, which for an English-speaking person would be Jesus.
Okay, John, thanks. I have to move along, and I got another caller that I'll get to after the break, but I have a question for Eric. This has come up. I've been contacted by some traditional Catholics lately, and I wanted to ask you this in just a short time, and they are telling me that they're different than the Catholics in that they respect the good popes and not the bad popes. What's your thoughts about that movement?
Well, there are no good popes. All the popes claim to have the divine right of universal worship because they claim to be God manifest in the flesh, that they are God on earth, pursuant to the bull put forth by Boniface in 1303, Unum Sanctum. And every pope claims to have the right to have all spiritual power vested in him and that there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church. And so what they're saying is they are validating the canon law of Thomas Aquinas and these others who assert that the Pope is a universal monarch of the world and there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Let's get right back to the investigative journal. And one program note, if you know somebody out there who's a little bit down on their luck or is looking to make a few bucks, I need to have someone drive my motorhome from Louisiana, New Orleans, back to Colorado. And please contact me if you know somebody or if you'd like to do that, and I'll discuss the details. But that's the famous motorhome that drove Clotilde Mack to New Orleans a couple of years ago. And when we, the investigative journal listeners, help support one woman get back to her home in New Orleans, and I should add, the home is about ready, and she's one of the few moving back into the Ninth Ward. We had her on last week. Let's go to Larry in Texas. Finish up here on the investigative journal. Larry, do you have a question or comment for my guest, Eric Phelps?
Yes. Good morning, Greg and Eric.
Morning, Larry.
Good show, and I appreciate the work that you're doing, Eric, but there's something that just does not ring true that you talk about. And this is, and again, I'm not discounting everything that you say, but this thing about the Jews, and you keep bringing up the Jews, this and that, and about God is going to save them. God's promise was to the seed of Abraham. There were 12 tribes. By the time Jesus was walking the earth, there were only two that were around. The rest of them were dispersed. Now, it seems to me that this whole thing is a huge Zionist plot from way back to and everyone has fallen for this. The ones who are left, and they're not even all real Jews, but in the end, they're supposed to be 12,000 from 12 tribes, if you follow according to what the Bible says. And really, there's not 12. We're talking about Jews are from the tribe of Judah, which is one out of the 12 tribes. They're not all over there. This whole thing that we're being duped by and everyone has fallen for is not what the Bible calls for. I don't believe that all this is right.
Okay, so what you're saying is that who we call the Jews today, they are not Jews. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that who we call Jews are only 1/12.
Okay.
We've fallen for the whole thing. There's 11 tribes that are missing.
Okay, well, let's go to Romans chapter 3.
Okay.
What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God, meaning the Ten Commandments, right?
Okay.
Okay. Who was given the Ten Commandments? Moses and his brother Aaron. What were they? They weren't of the tribe of Judah. They were the tribe of Levi.
Right.
And the whole congregation down at the base of Mount Sinai, you had the tribes all laid out in their specific jurisdictions.
Yes.
And as the law was given to Israel, it was given to all the tribes. So therefore, in light of that, in light of what was done in Exodus, we see in Romans chapter 3 that the ones to whom were committed the oracles of God were all the 12 tribes, which are called in Romans chapter 3, the Jews. So the Jew is a term that takes in all the 12 tribes, biblically.
Okay, they're not all there. They were dispersed. 10 of them were dispersed.
In the northern captivity, yes, there was a dispersion, but they're still being preserved.
They never got back together, and they're not the ones who are in Israel today.
How do you know that?
Larry and Eric, why don't you guys, I'll give out, Eric, give out your email, and you guys talk off the air. I'm all out of time. Give us your email, Eric.
Eric at VaticanAssassins.org, and I hope to get it up this week. Thank you for having me, Greg, and for the questions.
Okay, good. And Larry, you can contact Eric. Thanks for calling, and call back anytime, Larry. We're all out of time. Eric, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.